Rwandan migrant who allegedly murdered Catholic priest sentenced to 4 years for French cathedral larceny. By Chris Tomlinson on March 31, 2023. A Rwandan national has been sentenced to 4 years for setting a large fire in the Cathedral of Nantes in 2020, and now awaits trial for murdering a Catholic priest the following year. Rwandan national Emmanuel Abizenga was sentenced to 4 years in prison Wednesday by a French judicial court for the fire he set at Nantes Cathedral in July of 2020, which caused as much as €40 million worth of damage, including the destruction of the cathedral's great organ. Mariam Abkui, the lawyer for the 42-year-old, initially claimed that Abizenga was not criminally responsible due to his psychiatric state, saying, "You are going to judge someone who may be criminally irresponsible." Since the beginning of the trial, he has not had a coherent speech. He answers on the side, "He has always been like this since I have been assisting him," Axu reports. Public prosecutor Véronique Westerwies dismissed the claims, saying that the Rwandan was mentally fit and stated that the arson attack was done out of anger and revenge because the Rwandan was denied residency papers. The prosecutor also pointed out many lies previously told by Abizenga, including that he had previously claimed his father had been murdered in front of him during the Rwandan genocide, only to later admit that was not the case. Instead, his father died of an illness in 1996, with Abizenga admitting he lied to have a better chance at receiving residency. He also stated that he had not been tortured in his homeland, despite telling refugee volunteers such stories, saying that he bought the story from people smugglers. Abizenga has, however, suffered from mental illness in the form of suicidal thoughts and anxiety and was placed in psychiatric care in August of 2021 following his arrest for murdering Catholic priest Father Olivier Maire, allegedly beating the French priest to death. He was only indicted for the murder last October. He experienced genocide. It is an observation. He bears scars from what he has experienced. We cannot question the suffering he has endured, lawyer Abkui said, and added, "He was 13 years old. That's historical information, we can't question it." He said that his father did not die in front of his eyes. "It is a taboo in his childhood, I myself could not discuss this issue with him." Initially, the prosecutor had asked the judge to sentence the 42-year-old to at least 6 years in prison and issue a deportation order from France. But the judge did not grant the deportation order but did order Abizenga to not stay in the Loire-Atlantique department for the next 5 years. Abizenga still awaits trial for murdering Father Maire. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.